At 6 minutes past eight, though, after being accused of extortion by the Prime Minister and 2 days of talks at the Industrial Empire, the Maritime Union has agreed to end its industrial action at ports around the country for now. 7 months of pay negotiations boiled over this week as container terminal operator Patrick lashed out over what it said were weeks-long delays in unloading caused by MUA disruptions. But while industrial action may be on hold, the dispute is yet to be resolved, with the sides failing to reach a deal. Paddy Crumlin is the National Secretary of the MUA. Good morning to you.
How are you going there, Hamish?
Very well, thank you. So you've it seems, backed down on the immediate action. Does that indicate that you were sort of trying it on a bit with all of this?
We didn't take any action, Hamish. This is part of the fake news. Extortion, I think that's a word for criminal activity. I mean, really, there was a 1 4-hour dispute. Sure, there were projected days, but that's only because the Fair Work Commission demands that we identify times that we may take industrial action in the future. 1 4-hour dispute this has been about.
Again, can we just clarify, though, Paddy, did your members undertake any go-slows?
Not at all. I mean, I said they're working harder than a cobbler at a Monkers convention down there, mate. They don't do that. We've got the most productive waterfront in the world. I know, I've been there since Patrick's in 1998 and been part of it as a national secretary. They had some limits on the extension of overtime, but they work 8 hours a day on rotational shifts, and there are a whole bunch of fatigue issues. And again, we're okay to lift those things. It was only a slight nudge to the employer to get them to bargain in good faith after 7 months.
But how then does a slight nudge lead to Patrick saying that it's been operating only at 50 to 60% of normal levels?
Fake news. That's what it is. With respect, Paddy, I need to test
you a little bit on this, because since covering this week, we have been contacted by a lot of individuals, companies that are being impacted by this. One message from an operator there says, my employees are still on 4 days per week. We lost around 100,000 or 20% of turnover in September due to the delays at Sydney ports. Another contacted us saying the MUA is causing delays. My company are currently waiting on containers of goods from the US. They've had to be diverted to Melbourne and are now waiting to be driven up to Sydney, thus adding 2 weeks and nearly $600 a day in extra fees. This doesn't strike me as fake news, Paddy. These are people that are being impacted by it.
These guys are morally objectionable. You know what's happened? They've been doing the terminal up down there. They sawed through an electrical cable that shut the joint for 48 hours alone. Now, that is a serious amount of time. Their own mismanagers. They've got a software system. Ask DP World and everywhere. They've got a software system that doesn't work and they can't find containers. So it's a perfect conflux to be able to smother their own mismanagement and blame it on a 4-hour dispute. Mate, we are not holding it up. We are not holding up. This is one of the greatest beat-ups of all time. And it's embarrassing for the Prime Minister to be given that type of fake news and to make claims of extortion when there is no substance.
Patrick says that it'll take 2 or 3 months to clear the backlog. Do you agree on that, at least?
Well, they'll never clear the backlog until they fix their software and start getting their management practices in terms of the terminal maintenance. If you shut down cranes for 48 hours, 4 hours. Now, this is the blame game. It was put together to get leverage at a time of high anxiety in our communities, and it's being done by demeaning and vilifying their own workforce. It's not true, mate. And, you know, the Prime Minister might be disappointed, you know, but not angry. The working men and women down there in the front line of COVID are disappointed in the company and angry because it is not them, Hamish. Happy to do a fact check with you, but this is where fake news goes. They make Donald Trump look like Mother Teresa, mate. If you repeat a lie often enough and continue to prosecute it, of course someone's going to believe it. It's like the 40 ships. They said 40 ships are down there. I went... I went down to have a look myself, and all I saw was two humpback whales, mate.
To be perfectly fair, we have done these fact checks with Patrick's. We have also had Pharmaceuticals Australia on to try and establish some of the facts about whether there are indeed medical shortages. Do you acknowledge that there are ships?
I've asked the ITF internationally to fine the medical suppliers. I'm the president of 20 million international transport workers in supply chain. My business is moving cargo, not stopping at Hamish. They can't find any of these people that that Patrick's is plucking out of the air. You know, really. I'm happy to do a fact check and work with you on it, because I know absolutely and forensically what they say is arrant nonsense.
Do you accept that there are ships being diverted from Botany, being forced to go to other parts of the country to offload?
No, I don't. Well, not because of us. 1 4-hour dispute doesn't do it, mate. They're going there because of the congestion and the poor management practices, you know, down at Patrick's. And DP World, who we've got a functional relationship, it's tough negotiating, particularly under these circumstances. But they negotiated in good faith. We got an agreement, and they are the most productive terminal operator in the country. They can handle that cargo and Patrick's additional cargo. You can't. Patrick have a reputation, it is well known in the industry, of mismanagement, particularly in the software logistics.
You've made that point a couple of times. In terms of the offer, Patrick's chief executive Michael Jovicic says he's amazed that you knock back an offer of 1.5% pay increase over 4 years, with no change to conditions, plus a guarantee of no forced redundancies. Can you explain why you did reject it?
We didn't reject anything, and that wasn't the offer. You know, I mean, this
what
is
was
a company,
the offer?
Well, the offer was, yes, 1.5, which is, you know, our offer's 2.5 on the same, but also the further casualisation of the workforce, contracting out. See, this is the problem dealing with you on a he says, she says basis. That wasn't the offer. You know, the offer was that you need to go and put all of these other things in place plus 1.5% at a time that they're paying Cube, the master company, if that's what you want to call it, are paying everybody in their logistics chain 2.5%. And we're rolling over. There's lots of things we don't like about this agreement. They go for 4 years. We're committed to productive and stable relationships, but we've got to sit down and work issues through. But, yeah, because of COVID, because of the problems, we'll sit back. 2.5%. You know, they paid themselves, their executive salaries, $10 million in bonuses when they took $19 million out in JobKeeper. I didn't hear the Prime Minister saying too much about that. That gets pretty close to extortion in my view.
Paddy Crumley, you know, we'll leave it there. Maybe we need to get both of you on at the same time. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Hamish.
That's the MUA National Secretary, Paddy Crumley.